Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Claire Candy Hoff, and welcome to my Angel Healing House radio program here on Blog Talk Radio, which airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, to start the show today, I'd like to sing a song for you. Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, Claire Candy, Angel Ariel. Happy birthday to me. Good thing I don't make my life as a singer, but it never does cease to amaze me that every time I hear someone say, I'd rather forget my birthday, or I never make a fuss about my birthday, as it just draws attention to my age. I guess if one chooses a limiting view to see their age as any sort of determinant as to what they can do, what they can be, and what they can have, then I guess I can see why many people absolutely dread their birthdays. If one has been programmed to believe that with the advancing of their age, they will not be able to live their dreams, then this energetic limitation and lack of faith will be a self-fulfilling prophecy. For instance, maybe people hate birthdays because with advancing age, they expect to physically deteriorate and get ill, or that their dreams have an expiration date that can only be experienced when they are young. Now, this astounds me, as I have never, ever equated the celebrating of my birthday with age at all. I choose to celebrate and get very excited about my divine existence. And my celebrations are not relegated to my physical birth. For you see, I'm celebrating the God essence of my eternal existence and how unique and special an energy that I am. This doesn't make me superior, as this applies to each and every one of us. Now, in my award-winning, number one Amazon International best-selling book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I share with readers a very detailed picture of what happens across the veil and what we do when we are in the non-physical. In fact, did you know that when we physically cross over, even though we shed our outer physical form, that out of all the billions and trillions of souls in heaven, other souls can easily recognize who we are by our singular and distinctive energetic frequency that we hold? And there might be similar frequencies held by others, but there is no other matching frequency in any space, time, and dimension that holds our exact energetic signature. Like snowflakes, no two of us are exactly the same. And it is that singular energy that is me, which I am celebrating. And even though every one of us has this extraordinary, unique, divine, energetic essence, it is what we do with it that determines whether we are going to be happy, joy-filled, excited, and passionate when our birthday comes around, or whether we choose to put our focus on what we haven't done yet, what we don't have, or what we regret, and perhaps what we are resentful about. Either way, it's our perception that will determine what we will experience. You know, with it being my birthday month, and yes, my nearest and dearest know that I celebrate for the whole month of October, I had someone say to me that with all that was happening in the world, that she was feeling old. I began to wonder why I never feel old. And I discovered that there are certain things that I pursue that have not only an anti-aging effect, but they make me feel so young and so vibrant. Firstly, I play, I laugh, I wiggle, and I giggle. You know, George Bernard Shaw, we don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. Playing, laughing, wiggling, and giggling are not done indiscriminately, but I allow myself a childlike wonderment and enchantment when viewing the world and everything in it. I take nothing for granted and experience everything as a gift and a blessing from God's source, and that I am privileged and honored to have been gifted a human life. This is especially true for me as an angelic walk-in, as I, Angel Ariel, was given full permission to walk into Claire Candy's body when she walked out on January 11th of 2003, providing me with this human vehicle to be of service to humanity, which I write about in my other award-winning number one Amazon international bestseller, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. Now, in addition, I allow myself to be creative, which gives me so much joy. You know, those who are feeling tired and exhausted, check in with yourself. See if you are being creative. Because every time I am feeling a little bit lethargic, I think to myself, I've got to get back to creating. Because creating increases that vibrant, passionate energy within myself. So I allow myself to create by writing books, developing content for radio and TV shows. And as far as what has happened in this monumental transformative year of 2020, I choose to see it with great jubilation and excitement as the dark is being revealed and leaving the earth plane, because planet Earth's inhabitants have reached a tipping point of embracing higher light frequencies and higher consciousness. And as such, we brought immense light to the planet, which is transforming anything upon it of a dark nature into light. In celebration of this amazing wonderment of the celebration of who we each are. I do have a tradition. Every show that is either on or as close to my birthday as possible, I share a poem with my listeners. It's written by the extraordinary writer of books, and it contains such spiritual wisdom. Many adults are not familiar with this spiritual sage, as his wisdom is hidden in the form of children's books. From the book, Happy Birthday to You, here is Dr. Zeus's wisdom. Today, you are you. That's truer than true. There's no one alive who is youer than you. If we didn't have birthdays, you wouldn't be you. If you'd never been born, well, then what would you do? If you'd never been born, well, then what would you be? You might be a fish or a toad in a tree. You might be a doorknob or three baked potatoes. You might be a bag full of hard green tomatoes. Or worse than all that, why, you might be a wasn't. A wasn't has no fun at all. No, he doesn't. A wasn't just isn't. He just isn't present. But you, you are you. And now isn't that pleasant? I'm lucky to be who I am. Thank goodness I'm not a clam or a ham or a dusty old jar of gooseberry jam. I am what I am. That's a great thing to be. If I say so myself, happy birthday to me. You know, listeners, it's not true that people stop pursuing their dreams because they grow old. Just the opposite. They grow old because they stop pursuing their dreams. They stop believing in how beautiful and how magnificent and how powerful they truly are, no matter what their age. They stop believing that the magic of life comes from the inside of us, that maybe perhaps it has an expiration date, and they stop believing that it can be accessed and put into effect at any age, at any time. Not only do I believe that growing old is not mandatory, but that those who hold on to experiencing life through the intangible magic of wonderment and enchantment through the eyes of a child will never grow up and therefore never grow old. Whether you're a Libran and having a birthday or not, the Posse of Angels, this is my angelic family, we want to share with you that this new month of October is bringing about great change on the planet, and with many heralding it as a time when karma will be returned to us, which will reflect on what choices and actions that we have made in the past. Two extraordinary astrological things happened. Pluto, the planet of regeneration, transformation and rebirth, went forward, went out of retrograde where it's been for the last 5 months on October the 4th, got out of its shadow phase. Many of us have been doing deep shadow work for the last 5 months. And also, the planet, along with Pluto getting out of retrograde, Saturn went out of retrograde too. Saturn is the lord of karma. And many of us will feel a new surge as that karmic wheel starts to turn in our favor. That is, if you've been making honoring, kind, generous, loving, forgiving, all of those things, harmonious energies in the past, that wheel will turn around and come back very strong in our lives to bring us those karmic blessings. Now, the Posse of Angels wants us to know that we are in a tremendous period of growth. We each will have different individual experiences, and these will depend on whether we've completed the work that we wanted to do on ourselves. If we have completed our healing work, then a growth cycle looks like expansion, being able to go further in loving relationships, in our career, and with peace and ease and grace like never before. Now, the Posse of Angels is showing me this is a funny vision. They're actually donning bathing suits. They're hopping on their surfboards because they're demonstrating that if we've completed our inner healing work, we are then just smoothly riding the waves. If we've not done the work on ourselves and resolved all anger, criticism, blame, resentment, judgment, regret, unforgiveness, perhaps bitterness and defensiveness, then instead of riding the wave, it will crash into us and pull us under. Now, the Posse of Angels is sharing that this is why many people are experiencing dissonance in their lives, as the new energies are there. They're just waiting there for our expansion. But we cannot grow until we've brought all of the above negative energies into full closure through unconditional love and forgiveness. Remember, we will experience in our reality what is the direct reflection of the energies that we have inside ourselves. Of course, I think riding the wave is better than having it crash upon us. But please know that as humans, we have had many, many, many thousands upon thousands of waves crash upon us in many lifetimes before, in lots of different incarnations. And, you know, being the resilient humans that we are, we have found the strength, the bravery, and also the courage to keep going, and most times getting stronger because of those waves crashing upon us. The difference in individuals is that when the wave crashes upon some people and it pulls them under, some just go on and do not take any notice of the lesson brought in with that wave, and they just forge on experiencing the same life with more crashing waves upon them. And then there are others who decide to do something different, ride the wave a bit different by healing themselves within. This is a huge difference, making necessary and honoring changes rather than merely being reactive and triggered. And then, lo and behold, I hear from so many of my clients that after their sessions, whether that's intuitive counseling, the angel tarot reading, the beautiful healing energies of the angelically driven Reiki energy or ancestral healing with me, what they start to notice, some immediately, they start to notice that life becomes easier, that they start to ride the wave instead of it crashing upon them, and they notice the ride becomes smoother, that they are on the top of the wave rather than under it. Once we as humans have gone through this many times and hopefully learned from it, then we get to the good part of our growth and our expansion. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes for each of us to focus in every moment on the growth that is happening within and around us. The greatest way for this to work is to accept, surrender, release, and to let go of attachments. It works because ascension of this planet is inevitable. With the great awakening that's happening, this shift in consciousness, it has set off on a roller coaster to this planet, to ascend into a planet of light. That has been set off, and that is inevitable now. And the only thing that makes it not work, ascension for individually, is when we are holding on to the things which are old, which are outdated, which are limiting, those things that served us in a past, when we were at a lower dimensional frequency. The Posse of Angels wish for us to release and let go of all of which is limiting, and to realize the extraordinary limitless potential to now go where no humanity has gone before. Yes, it does sound like Star Trek, and you know, quite frankly, it should. Because with the planet ascending to be a planet of light, it now holds enough consciousness, higher consciousness frequency, to join the Galactic Federation of Light. I don't know about you, but that excites the heck out of me, to meet and communicate with our beautiful, benevolent, interstellar family. Now, the Posse of Angels know that we are each at different points in our ascension, and being able to integrate these new Earth energies, they wish for us to know, as we have mentioned in previous programs, that the benevolent Galactic Federation of Light, they're here to help us. They are just so instrumental helping the world now. Absolutely unbelievable. They have shown me that they are actually pumping into the atmosphere so much light that we're actually breathing this light in, and it's affecting everything on the planet. This is why they are sending us supporting, loving, healing energies. And all we have to do to receive these compassionate energies is to be still enough and stop to fully receive, feel, and integrate them. The Posse of Angels wish to remind all of us that we cannot be feeling these beautiful energies if we are resisting them at the same time. It simply doesn't work. And we consciously resist them when we place our focus on energies that resonate with third dimensional frequency. And just an example, if we put our focus on blaming, shaming, anger, having to be right, pushing an agenda, judgment, unforgiveness, separation, division, violence, drama, and upheaval. In other words, if pain, suffering, and discomfort have our attention and we put our focus on what is wrong with the world, we will not be able to feel the Galactic Federation of Light's beautiful healing energies. We must completely surrender in order to fully let in what our soul has summoned in for us. The Posse of Angels wish to remind us that the light has already won on the planet, that there is no longer anything that we actually have to fight for. In fact, we are less powerful when we are fighting, forcing, and railing against someone or something, and we are more powerful when we accept and open ourselves to the energies that our soul has called in. It's up to each one of us to let this beautiful healing energy in, and others like myself and the Posse of Angels, we can help to bring you to this space of release and acceptance. But ultimately, when it really comes down to it, we are each responsible as ascension and opening to higher consciousness is very much an inside job. The greatest gift we all get to experience, whether it is your birthday or not, is the knowledge that Earth is being restored to a planet of light. And that just may be the most extraordinary present and gift any one of us could ever receive. Happy birthday, planet Earth, as you transition into a planet of light. Got lots of callers on the line today. In honor of my birthday week, every caller, that's 231-863-951-610 and 229, every caller that appears on this switchboard goes into a random drawing for one person to be picked for an intuitive counseling session and an angel tarot reading. If you would not like to use it yourself, well, the holidays are not too far away. Maybe you can gift that to a loved one. So think about that. So I just want to remind everyone that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you are interested in ancestral line healing, learning Reiki with me, including Reiki 1, 2, 3, the Master Teacher degree. I teach online or in my beautiful office here in Santa Monica, California, and my extraordinary award-winning number one Amazon International best-selling books. They're all on my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. You can always call Angel Healing House after the program on 831-277-3716. Oh, and if you have missed any of the previous 300-plus shows going back to January of 2012 when I started Angel Healing House Radio, all the different topics are there, and they're all archived on the Angel Healing House Radio Blog Talk Radio page, and you can listen anytime that you choose. Let's go to our first caller, 231. You are on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. We're speaking to Tia. Tia, what is your, and you're from Michigan, what is your question today?
I'm wondering how what I can do to improve the relationship between myself and my son and my daughter, but mainly my son and I.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. Well, I'm shuffling the cards. They're saying the thing that's going to help tremendously and is make This is their words. They're saying make 5% matter. Make 5% matter, especially with your son. Is he a teenager?
No, he's grown. He's fully grown. He's 23.
Okay. It feels like a younger energy. It feels like not that he's immature, but they're saying he's got a lot of growing to do, and he wants to assert his independence and only make 5% matter, meaning, you know, He needs to forge his own way. The irritation that you're feeling is not so much in his choices. The irritation is happening because you're expecting him to act a different way, which is not the case. Which is not the case.
Okay.
We cannot control anybody else. And the Posse of Angels are saying, We as moms can almost, you know, with our bond to our children, we can see where they're going to fall into a hole, or we can see, you know, that path. But, you know, we can offer our advice, but then we have to let it go, because they might have to fall into that hole to learn a lesson because of it, and then they will be much more resilient. And they will be smarter in the future because of this. And I guess that's why they were saying that it's your expectation and attachment as to how he has to, should, or ought to, what he ought to be saying or what he ought to be doing, that's causing the irritation there, rather than what he is actually doing.
Yeah. When I speak my mind to him, he just gets mad, shuts down, and I don't hear him.
Absolutely. My concern is
I was really sick for quite some time with a couple of different cancers, and I don't sit and wait for the other shoe to drop, but my concern is that I don't want to, if something, you know, if it comes back or something happens to me and it's time for me to leave this world, I want to have, you know, my relationship mended, you know. I guess that's where I'm kind of, that's my mental thought thinking, but I know it's probably not healthy thinking that way, but I don't know how to not think that way.
Okay, the way you not think that way, Tia, is by sitting in quiet reflection and seeing you and your son in a bubble of green healing light. Emerald green, the most iridescent emerald green, and the unconditional waves of love. And you're not in your physical bodies, but this is your soul's essence. You will always, always be bound to this beautiful essence. And there's no stronger bond just about than the mother-child. You always have been connected. You always will be connected. And in that time, you're in this quiet, reflective state. Say, my relationship is mended. It doesn't matter what he does. It doesn't matter what he says. Even if you do pass and he's not there, this doesn't equate to love or not love. There is nothing that can shatter this bond. It's for you to affirm, my love is strong, and there is, my love is already healed. See it as already healed. And what it's actually going to do, it's going to start kickstarting your immune system to be able to work at its optimum to heal the body, and so it's by seeing it that it's already healed, it's going to make a tremendous difference to your health and your emotional well-being. Okay, hold that vision. I'm just going to go to the cards, pull a couple of cards for you, and then I'll need to get to the next caller. But the card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Cups. Your intuition does know. Your intuition does know that it's not doing you and it's not doing your son any good, because even though you may not have contact with him, he picks, everyone is psychic, everyone can pick up energies. And the more that you put your emphasis on that soft, on that yielding, on that beautiful ease and grace of almost saying like a mantra, say it out loud to give it more energy. I love you, son. I will always love you. My love is not dependent on whether you're there when I pass or whether you're not there. My love is strong and our bond is healed. Your intuition is telling you to do this. The next card, that's the Queen of Cups. The next card is coming out for you. Whoa, the High Priestess came out. Okay, so this is two really powerful intuitive cards. You know this. You know this from the bottom of your heart. The next card that is coming out is the Sun card, and that's the health card. You know, that's the beautiful, radiant sun. You know, see yourself and your son in that light, and that's going to help tremendously. I hope that's been helpful for you, Tia.
It has. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm wishing you so much love and angel blessings. Take care, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller. Excuse me. We've got Julia on the line. Hello, Julia.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you enjoying your birthday month? How awesome. Let's just go the whole month. Woo-hoo.
I established this a long time ago with family and friends, you know, just in case somebody, you know, it's like a week past or somebody and a week past my birthday and somebody, you know, would like to wish me happy birthday, wish me well, mm-hmm. Or even I'm open to receiving, you know, I'm open
there
to receiving.
There you go. Well, yeah, because so I mean, one day comes and goes so quickly, it's like, you know, darn, it's over already.
So. Exactly. So it's my birthday month. But thank you for asking. Pete and I had a beautiful day yesterday. We manifested some quite hot weather here. We went out for a lovely seafood lunch along the ocean, and it was amazing. Right before I left home, I said mentally and in my heart, I said, "Dolphins, please come in and give me a celebration." And we sat down. We were all the way at the end of the restaurant, and when we sat down, within 10 minutes, there was this pod of five or six dolphins, and they jumped out of them. They actually, I've never seen this before when we've gone to this restaurant. They actually jumped out of the water a few times, and I was just so tickled pink, and I thought, thank you.
Oh,
thank
I love
you,
that.
Dolphin.
Yes.
for coming
wow.
in. That's very special. So I just felt so I feel loved every day, but especially so
uh-huh.
as there were so many people wished me well. So what is your special question today, Julia?
Well, you know, honestly, I don't have a special question today. I just was hoping for some guidance through spirit and, you know, kind of leaving it open to what, you know, what they they want to tell me instead of me always asking. So,
you know what? That's a really interesting thing you're saying, is because I started to enjoy prayer so much more when I didn't have an agenda. And I'm just getting shivers all over. When I just said, okay, for the next 10 or 15 minutes, I'm just going to listen. I'm just going to listen and I'm going to observe. And I'm just going to be open with no agenda. No, why aren't you sending me this? And what about this? And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then I started to really enjoy my prayer. So let's go to the card uh-huh. and see what comes out for our lovely Julia. First card that is coming out for you is the Nine of Wands card. The Nine of Wands card is the card where, or the posse of angels are saying, they're saying that they've seen all of the ways that you've honored and you've respected yourself. And listeners, Julia and I go back a long way to the beginning of Angel Healing House Radio. And they're saying that because of those karmic blessings that are coming in for you are coming in thick and fast. But they're saying that you deserve, not only do you deserve this, but they're saying don't try to analyze it and don't limit the way that it's going to come in, because a lot of times you jump up to your head to try to figure things out. And they're saying that
yes.
this really can't be figured out when we're in the land of that wonder and enchantment. And if there are two really extraordinary energies as we go into the fifth dimension, the two energies that they keep, the posse of angels keep pressing over and over, is our joy and our inner child, is that wiggling and that giggling, that wonder and enchantment. So they're saying, please let go of that. And I'm not surprised this card came out, which is the Six of Cups, which is the card of children, which is the card of those things in the past, your generosity, your sweetness, your kindness to others, but especially to yourself. That's all going to come in now. So the six is a card of balance. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Two of Pentacles. And they're saying that things are going to balance out even more miraculously and magically than you could have expected. They want you to take a peeky under the, which is unusual. They want me to take a peek under the deck. And then the thing that's coming out for you is the Strength card. And they're saying, Julia, please have the strength to be yourself. You don't have to fit in with anybody else, but now it's your time to break free and to enjoy life to its fullest. So I hope that's been helpful.
It was all right on point as always. So I'm so glad I just let the angels tell me what I need to hear, because, you know, you can never go wrong, right?
That's true. They always have our best intentions at heart. So I'm sending you so much love, Julia. You look after yourself, and good luck
too.
To go into the free drawing.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. And continue your happy birthday month. Thank you so much.
Maybe when your birthday comes around, you can start to install the happy birthday month as well.
Yes. I like that. Thank you so much.
Take care, sweetheart.
Have a great day.
You
too.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have 951 Nathaniel's on the line. Hi, Nathaniel. You're on the line with Claire Candy Huff. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm extraordinarily well. Thank you for asking. Do you have a specific question today?
I was hoping for a general or a card or message or something.
All right. The first thing that they're saying is they're feeling a lack of energy. They're feeling a lack of energy. They're feeling, I know it's an old word, but the Posse of Angels and I are quite erudite. They're saying lethargy, lethargy. They want to know, what are you creating? What are you passionately creating, Nathaniel?
Well, I'm kind of rested now. I'm lethargic, but, tried to get back into more yoga and physical stuff.
Okay, they're saying, they're showing me, it sounds interesting that they were speaking about how erudite we are and using an older term like lethargy instead of exhaustion. They're showing me past lives in which you were a writer. Do you know this?
Yeah, I think I've heard of that, yes.
Okay. They're saying, why aren't you writing?
You know, I'm just, not sure what to write. It seems like I'm kind of, exhausted or not sure what to write about. I'm kind of...
Okay. All right. Then this is their suggestion. They want you to take a journal and they want you to go out in nature. And they want you to connect with your angels, your spirit guides, getting shivers all over the place. Who is coming in? Oh my gosh, you have a scribe or somebody in your angels, your group of angels, who has been waiting. They have been waiting for this conversation to happen, Nathaniel, in order to reawaken the writer in you. They want you to take this journal and they want you to go out in nature and you ask, show me signs as to what could flip the switch as far as opening this channel for this writing to begin. And you might see a squirrel dancing across your path. Or the other morning, I opened up my French doors on my balcony, and I saw a very large spider had built a web underneath the hummingbird feeder. And spiders are all about our dreams coming true, or weaving the web of our dreams, or the trees speak to us. You know, if we look at the trees, they're saying, awaken the inner child in you. See faces in the tree trunks. Get the elemental world to help you, the fairies, the gnomes, the pixies. It's not that you're so much tired, but that you've lost your focus on the present moment of the miracles and the magic and the synchronicities. So they're saying, if you get back to that, that's going to be the fuel to your engine. That's going to be the fuel to your engine. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. I'm excited. Get excited, Nathaniel, as to what you are going to be bringing forth. Because they're showing me that it's already written on the etheric realm because of this one guide that you have. We're so excited, very excited about this conversation that we're having. Wow. 10 of Pentacles. Wow, go buy a lottery ticket. Woohoo!
Well,
Ten of Pentacles.
I have a legal settlement that may be coming due. Somebody told me I was going to get a check in October.
Oh my gosh, there you go. There you go, Ten of Pentacles. Woohoo! Well, isn't that amazing? Yeah. And there's the next card is confirmation of that. The next card is the Ace of Cups. You know, this overflowing emotion of your happiness. And then the next card is, oh my God, it was right out of your mouth. It's the Justice card.
Oh.
It's the Justice card is about justice being done. We are in that karmic retribution or that karmic compensation, karmic cycle with Saturn, the Lord of Karma, going forward on September 30th, October 1st, and bringing in those things that are going to be helpful for us. So I hope all of that has been helpful for you. Go out and open yourself to channel so this, these spirit guides can and angels can come in and help you be the writer that's going to put fuel in your engine.
So is today your birthday?
Actually, yesterday was my birthday, but it's my birthday month because I celebrate for a whole month.
Oh. Well, Libras are quite clairvoyant.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So actually, we're all clairvoyant to some degree, but like anything else, whatever we put our focus and attention on will grow and expand. I'm going to go to the next caller. I have lots of calls on the line, Nathaniel. Thank you so much for calling in and have an absolutely blessed, beautiful day.
Okay.
Take care. Bye. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the line with Claire Candy. Who are we speaking with?
Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
Well, I'm thriving, Claire. Thank you. And happy birthday to you.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. So, so very blessed. And what's going on with you?
Well, you know, I've been feeling like, you know, the world is full of miracles and things are thriving and moving. It just, everything feels like big, big magic. So when I put my call in, I knew I wanted to speak to you and the posse of angels, but I guess I'm asking for some general guidance. I did, however, a couple nights ago have a dream of my grandmother, my mother's mother, maternal side.
Mm-hmm.
And she was crying in my dream. I asked for a sign and to show me, because I thought it was a message for me, and I wanted to make sure everything was okay with me for my health and so forth, because I don't feel that I got confirmation, validation of a sign. But honestly, I just feel, like I said, everything's, the world is full of magic and miracles, that I thought maybe today I would just get a general message from the posse.
Okay, perfect. What I'm picking up is that everything is fine with your health. Everything is fine. It's just that, you know, the love sometimes on the other side is just so overwhelming. And there have been times, I mean, not my dad passed from the physical in 2016. And sometimes I will just hear him call out my name in the middle of the night. And I could hear it clear as a bell, clear as a bell. Clear as a bell. And then I asked, is everything okay? Just getting shivers all over. And he said, yeah, I just wanted to get your attention. I mean, it's just, you know,
just to
make contact. So don't automatically go to something is untoward when that happens,
okay,
you know, and get worried about that. But I will shuffle the cards and see what comes out. I just like this other number here. Okay, while I'm shuffling the cards, they're saying that your voice needs to be heard. Your voice needs to be heard. And they're saying, they're actually like tapping a pen on a desk. I don't know whether that's get to it or what, have you delayed this or, and
well,
they're
probably, yeah. At a snail's pace, the podcast that I want to do. And, you know, ironically, everything delivers and messages and signs through resources of human beings on the planet. And so many people in the last couple of days have talked to me about writing a book. They're writing a book. Are you writing a book? So maybe that's what the pen tapping's for.
Oh, okay,
we shall
yeah.
see with the cards.
that would definitely go for that. Okay, let me see this. First card is coming out for you is confirmation. It's being monetarily remunerated for your gifts and your talents and your abilities. They're saying that write it and then it will be published. I don't know whether this could be self-publishing. This could be somebody picking this up through your podcast. But they're saying definitely write the book and then they will come. And then things will unfold from that. They're saying that the book is going to be your calling card. We all would hope that once you write the book, the next card that comes out is the Wheel of Fortune. You will start, even if you sit down and you make, you know, half an hour a week where you're saying, I'm open to channeling this beautiful book, then you start the Wheel of Fortune turning in your favor in order to bring in the people and the places and the things and in order for this to happen for you. And the next card that's coming out is the Judgment card. So you've got two major arcana cards there. And this is opening up a new phase or shining a light on a rebirth in a number of ways. But they're showing you being interviewed, and the book is like your calling card. So they're saying, tap, tap, tap that pen and start writing, and more magical things will open because of that. I hope that's been helpful.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Regina. I love you. Take care.
Love you. Thank you.
Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have 229. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Melvin. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Melvin.
Where
do you live?
Georgia.
You're in Georgia. What's your question?
My question is that my brother passed away back in June of this year, and I've been getting some bad feelings, thoughts in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always thinking about death because I done lost two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I done lost two brothers, but my oldest brother, he's here. But we don't have no relationship, and I'm trying to reach out to him. But
okay.
My question is, I'm having issues with my family, immediate family, and with my health.
Okay. When we put our focus, okay, first of all, they want you to know that everybody writes their contract before they come into this physical world. Everybody writes a contract. That contract states when they will cross over. Nobody dies too late and nobody dies too early. Also, the bond that you, I'm just getting shivers all over, the bond that you have with your brothers, that love can never be broken, even if you were estranged and never spoke to each other on the earth plane, because once you cross over, that ego and that drama melts away and you're able to see is divine love. Now, yes, they're saying your health is suffering. Your health is suffering because you're putting your focus on an attachment and an expectation to how another person should act. And that doesn't have anything to do with you. So they want you to sit down, and this is going to help your health immeasurably, for about 10 or 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes every single day. Sit there and say how much you love your brothers. And it doesn't matter if they are estranged from you. That it doesn't matter how they treat you, because that doesn't that shouldn't impact your ability to love. And the more we love, the more it kickstarts our immune system, the more we feel better, the more our health starts to improve, and you're going to see a noticeable difference in your health. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out.
Okay.
The first card that's coming out for us is the Lover's card. Now, yes, this is about love. This is about putting your emphasis on your love and making a choice. We can make a choice to see something as depressing and negative, or we can choose to see it in a more positive way. The next card that's coming out for you is the Sun card. I mean, that's the sunniest card in the deck, and it also points to your health. And the more you can affirm that you have the capacity to love and to be loved, not dependent on anybody else's actions. Your health will improve. And the next card is the celebration card. This is beautiful. The next card is the Four of Wands card, is celebrating your health. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, uh-huh. And I also have like six sisters. I'm the baby of the family.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just feel like I've been left out, and it's depressing. So
okay, it's
I'm
only
trying
the,
to.
Yeah. Okay. It's only Melvin. It's only depressing if you put your focus and attention on it being depressing. If you put your focus on love, it doesn't stop my ability from loving anybody. Then you will draw more love to yourself. If you put your focus on you're not as loved as you would like to be, then you will draw not being loved to yourself. That's the laws of attraction, and that's how it works.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I be saying myself, thinking that I'm going to leave here soon. And I'm 60 years old. I'm only 60. I just turned 60 last month.
Don't worry about age. Worry about letting love into your life. And if you would go, if you would leave the earth plane, you would go exactly when you're meant to leave the earth plane, and then you would cross over and be with your loved ones again. But please put your emphasis on loving others, loving yourself, and that's not determinant on what they do, what they say, or how they act. I hope that's been helpful for you, Melville.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And that just about wraps the show up. We've got about almost three minutes to go, just under. I'm just going to choose three cards for this birthday show today. Every person that appeared on the switchboard, thank you so much for calling in. We'll go into the drawing for that free intuitive counseling session and that free angel tarot reading. And if you would like to gift that to somebody, you certainly can do that. I mean, we're not far from the holidays coming up, and maybe you'd like to give that as a gift to somebody for the holidays. Just choosing three cards. While I'm shuffling the cards, do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that if you're interested in my services, learning Reiki, ancestral healing, any of my award-winning number one Amazon international best-selling books, they're all at angelhealinghouse.com. And that number for Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716. They're saying one card from the top and one card from the bottom. Isn't that beautiful? We have the Page of Pentacles, which is the messages about abundance coming in. And that card on the bottom is that Temperance card, is about that mixing our dreams with the fulfillment of them. I'm wishing everyone love and angel blessings, of course. Go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself, everyone. Take care, and I'll speak with you again next week. Bye. Mm-hmm.